The growing power of Latino activists and voters in Arizona politics has been seen in recent elections in the state. As observers wondered whether the impact would truly emerge, people involved in movements have argued it's always been evident. In her new book, Empowered, Latinos Transforming Arizona Politics, ASU Professor Lisa Magana and co-author Cesar Silva explore some of the significant progress that has been made, culminating with Joe Biden's win in Arizona last November in the presidential race. Professor, let's go back to the middle of the 20th century and the Chicano movement to start. How important was that in affecting Arizona politics?
Well, I think when we talk about Latino politics, the Chicano movement is certainly one of the phases leading up to how we would define Latino politics today. So yes, definitely the 1960s, very important in terms of students' issues in schools, obviously the farm workers movement, land grant acquisitions, and in many ways, it was one of these phases where newly sort of developing political activism is beginning. So in the 60s, we had young activists who would later on become elected officials. And so certainly we saw this in Arizona. We saw the beginning of political organizations, organizations in colleges that certainly had an impact on politicizing some of the more notable activists in Arizona. Alfredo Gutierrez would be one of them, who started off as an activist in college at ASU, I believe. And so yes, in many ways, the 60s had a very important time and impact in terms of politicizing individuals. But what's interesting about this research is that we see those activists later on become part of more traditional or electoral politics. So many of the younger sort of social activists are now those that we see that are elected officials in the legislature or even in important organizations or lobby groups.
SB 1070 did so many things. I want to ask specifically, how much did the successful recall of State Senate President Russell Pierce show what could be accomplished? It wasn't just, let's try to fight back. This was something where here was a big power broker, some would argue the most powerful guy in the state for a while, and he got defeated.
That is obviously historic, right? He was one of the first ever to be recalled. And I think this is powerful for a variety of reasons. Yes, that somebody could be recalled, that's very powerful. That's very important. But we saw some of the, I don't want to say older, but sort of newer sort of activists that came into play. And the one person I think of was Randy Barras, that was an activist at the time that served to organize against these sort of anti-immigrant players. And then we saw the sort of the beginning of these immigrant activists, that there were organizations that came out. So one was called Team Awesome, but they would be immigrant activists that would, again, would work with these people that were involved in traditional or electoral politics. So it was kind of a, I would say, a paradigm shift at this time with Russell Pierce. And I think I would also add even the sort of the anti-immigration legislation we started to see a shift. We haven't really seen anything as bad as, and I know he's before SB 1070, but you haven't seen anything that draconian since. And I think there were a lot of things that happened. I would even suggest the boycotts of the state. Yes, the state looked terrible, but it also, again, an important time where we really saw a shift in Latino politics. And I would say Latinos, and not just Latinos, by the way, churches, we saw activists from all over the world that got very much involved in sort of opposing this very anti-immigration policy. The other thing that came out of it was this umbrella organization that was created to set up other organizations to confront and to do something about these anti-immigration laws, but also to set up ways of organizing and getting people registered to vote, very much first-time players. So a lot of it came out of the recall of Russell Pierce. A lot of good stuff, I would say, in terms of when you study Latino politics. This is a really important, I would say, a pivotal moment in Arizona for sure.
As a professor yourself, and you've been involved in this for so many years, You know, you always hear the thing about Latino voters aren't monolithic, or if only Latinos would vote, they could have such an impact. And of course, we see that Latino people are voting at a higher rate. But whether it's 2020, 2018, 2016, have we seen more of a cementing of the impact that Latino voters can make?
That is a very big, hard, difficult question, but I'm going to give it a shot. So let me back up a little bit. One of the things we heard in this last election is, oh my gosh, so many Latinos voted for Trump, right? And let's break that down. So for example, in Arizona, Maricopa County, there wasn't that issue because this is a predominantly Mexican American group, overwhelmingly born in the US, not immigrant, right? But in Florida, for example, you had Cubans and Venezuelans, and they said, don't vote for Biden and Harris because they're going to be dictators just like they were in your country of origin, right? But in another part of Florida, they said, don't vote for Trump and Pence because look at what they did in Puerto Rico. So yes, Latinos are not monolithic. And then the evangelicals, that's a whole other area that, you know, tend to vote differently than, say, Mexican Americans. But I will say that, every year, something like 1 million Latinos turn 18. So just by the sheer demographics, we know that there, and we have seen, at least in Arizona, the last three elections, greater number of Latinos participating in electoral politics and registering to vote. And I would say one thing that I want to get out of this book is, yes, politics is electoral, but when we look at Arizona, it's so much more. You know, like I said, grassroots and churches and just so many different ways that we can define what it is to mean political. And we have that here in Arizona, and it's really a great case study. It's the most wonderful case of democracy and how to be a political player. And so I like this book because it tells a lot of good stories about, I think, remarkable people.
Lisa Magana is an ASU professor and co-author of Empowered: Latinos Transforming Arizona Politics.